Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 7th, 2020. Our verse for consideration today will be found in 2 Corinthians 5:19, which says, "To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation." So today we're going to talk about reconciliation, and you might ask, well, what is reconciliation? What does it mean to be reconciled? Well, simply defined, reconcile means to restore to friendly relations. So this text tells us that God reconciled the world unto himself. God brought the world into friendly relations with himself. Later, Paul says, "Be reconciled to God." But how? How can we who are sinners be reconciled to God? Our sin separates between us and God. God is of purer eyes than to behold sin. God hates the workers of iniquity. He is angry with the wicked every day. If these verses be true, how can we be brought back into friendly relations with God? You know, this is one of my favorite truths in scriptures. Why is it one of my favorite truths? Because we see that God is the one that does the work that brings about reconciliation. God brings me back into friendly relations with him. You see, if it required, you know, money, I couldn't write a big enough check to be brought back into friendly relations with God. I couldn't do enough good works to be brought into friendly relations with God. Even if I could live the rest of my life without sin, what about my previous sins? They still will have separated between me and God. On my own, I could never be brought into a right relationship with God. I could not be brought to friendly relations with him. So how does that happen? Verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." God made his son become sin. Actually, God didn't make his son become sin. Jesus became sin voluntarily. He said, "No man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down freely, that I may take it up again." Jesus chose to come to earth in the likeness of sinful flesh to bear our sins in his body on the tree so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus became sin, paying our sin debt, so that we could be brought back into right relationship with him. Jesus took, bear our iniquities on the tree, so he took away that which separated between us and God. The great transaction, what takes place on the cross, is that our sins are transferred to Christ, and his righteousness is transferred to his people. So he takes their sin, he removes that which separates between man and God, and then he fills that void with his righteousness. And so, because of that great transaction, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are to share with others how they can be brought back in friendly relations with God. To tell them how that God will no longer be angry with us. That we can be at peace with God and have the peace of God which passes all understanding. So, understanding this truth, how then should we live? Well, knowing you're at peace with God, shouldn't you be holy as he is holy? Knowing you're reconciled to God, shouldn't you seek to be reconciled to those who have offended you? Remember, God did all the work which brought you into a friendly relations with him. God does all the work to make you reconciled to him. So if God sought you out to reconcile you unto himself, shouldn't you seek out others to be reconciled with them? Remember, we're to forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. You see, we should model that same seeking of reconciliation. We should do the work to bring about friendly relations between those between us and those who have offended us. We should seek to restore broken relationships because God has sought us out to restore the broken relationship that we had with Him. And so I love reconciliation because I'm brought back into a right relationship with God, to friendly relations because Jesus Christ did the work. What a blessing. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you in prayer today, thanking you for reconciliation. God, we are amazed by the fact that you chose to restore the relationship that our sin destroyed. God, you chose to reconcile us by grace. God, we know today that our reconciliation is because of your grace. I pray, Lord, that our hearts will grow in love for you as we recognize the gift of reconciliation. I also pray, Lord, that we would seek to restore friendly relations with those who have offended us by being gracious to them. Help us to model your love for us by restoring friendly relations with those who might have offended us. Help us to walk as you walk. Today we thank you for your grace. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark saying, have a great day.